You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Cleanup is underway this morning after severe storms ripped through the Phoenix area yesterday. Meteorologist Austin Jameson with the National Weather Service in Phoenix gives us some rainfall totals.
Northeast Scottsdale near Pinnacle Peak had just over an inch. There was 83 hundredths in East Gilbert, 63 hundredths in Ahwatukee. So those were kind of on the higher end.
The Chandler Airport saw a lot of damage from the monsoon with several small planes being tipped over. The state of emergency in Ferguson, Missouri could end today. Streets in the St. Louis suburb were relatively calm last night. St. Louis County officials are reevaluating the situation following a day of peaceful demonstrations to mark the anniversary of the death of Michael Brown. The showdown between the EPA and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper continues over the contamination of the Animas River. During a meeting yesterday, EPA officials asked Hickenlooper to stop making comments about the river returning to normal because there wasn't longer-term data involved in the analysis. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says multiple teams are looking to relocate to Los Angeles.
If they meet the relocation policy, is to make sure we have a solution that's going to work for the long term in Los Angeles. And that's the key issue for us.
During a press conference at the NFL owners meeting in Chicago yesterday, Goodell says there's no time frame, but the league is in the process of reviewing some team proposals. The owners are hearing about St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke's planned stadium project in Inglewood, as well as a plan by the Oakland Raiders and San Diego Chargers to build a stadium in Carson that would be shared by the two teams. Roger Goodell says the relocation process to get a team in L.A. has been spirited.
It's a relatively unique circumstance where you have multiple teams interested in relocating to a market where there are two different solutions, including in particular getting feedback from the clubs with respect to their views of what information they need to make the right kinds of decisions consistent with our relocation policy.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The term alien is being removed from California's labor code. Democratic Senator Tony Mendoza says people have used the term to insult immigrants.
People use the word alien loosely. There should be more understanding of the forms of our immigrants that come to this great country and this great state.
He says the Bureau of Labor Statistics show foreign-born workers account for more than 16% of the U.S. workforce. Governor Brown signed the legislation yesterday. Democratic Senator Tony Mendoza says immigrants contribute to the state's economy.
A lot of the immigrants that come to our great state, they're a big, vital component of our economy, communities, and they contribute a lot. And we need to acknowledge that and not use words like alien to put them down.
He says according to figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are more than 25 million foreign-born workers in the United States.
We all know that immigrants play a vital role in our economy, in our communities.
Greece is hoping ongoing discussions in Brussels on the country's new economic bailout deal could be finished by the end of the week. Jack Parrick has more.
Elements within the German and Finnish finance ministry predominantly are reluctant to push the deal through quickly, and the German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble is reported to prefer finding a more temporary financial solution for Greece rather than the full three-year bailout fund. Greece needs the money to repay the European Central Bank August 20th. Defaulting on that payment would force the country from the single currency. Jack Parrick, Brussels.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 78 degrees with a high of 82 expected. It will be mostly sunny today, and tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 58. Thursday, sunny with a high near 81, and Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 55. Friday, it will be sunny again, a high near 87, and partly cloudy on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, both mostly sunny with looks like around 88 degrees for both days. So we've got a lovely weekend coming up. Really glad it rained yesterday. We really needed it here in Central Jersey. And otherwise, it is 12:09.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor and have a practice here in Flemington. And I hope some of you are following me on Facebook. I do post my shows every week, Wednesday morning, generally speaking, so it gives you an idea of what I'm going to talk about. And today's topic is values and morals and ethics. Are they needed in today's world? So first, I really want to talk about the distinction of those three things. Values describe an individual or personal standard of what is valuable or important. So things that I value. Well, it could be diamonds. You know, I have lots of diamonds. I value diamonds. Actually, I don't. I have minor in diamonds, value cars, value status. Those can be some things that I value. Personal standards can be values. What I value. I value honesty and I value trust, trustworthiness, respectability, good self-esteem. These are values. Morals, on the other hand, describe sort of the goodness, badness, right or wrong of an action. So integrity is something that I value, but it's also a moral, so that I am going to work at doing the best that I can do. The rightness or the wrongness. Being a cheat. Lying. Gossiping. Good. Bad. Those fall under the description of morals. And then ethics. They describe a general acceptance of a set of moral principles. So they're a little bit more, I'm going to say, rule-like. Now, as a licensed professional counselor, to keep my license and my standard as a nationally certified counselor, I need to agree to follow the American Counseling Association rule of ethics. And I need to sign every year when I renew my license and my national certification. I have to assign, I have to put down my signature with a date agreeing that I am going to follow to the best of my ability the ethics set forth by the American Counseling Association. These ethics create a standard of practice about confidentiality, about client relationship, about financial practice, bartering, goes on and on, all kinds of things that are incorporated into the ethics. The thing that trumps ethics all the time are laws. So there may be some laws in the state of New Jersey that conflict with the ethics of the American Counseling Association. I have to follow the law. My license is in the law, it is in the state of New Jersey. So that is sort of I'm going to say the hierarchy. So first would be values. What do I value? My personal standard. And then my morals describe the rightness or the wrongness of my actions. The ethics, again, describe the accepted moral principles of my career. And even my, lawyers have ethics, doctors have ethics, politicians, well, I'm not sure they're supposed to have ethics. Most people in business have some type of ethical practice. And then the law. So that's sort of the hierarchy of how that goes. So I thought we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on right now in our country. We've got presidential elections coming up. Well, there's a whole lot of stuff that's going on there between both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and the candidates. And do laws, do ethics, do morals, do values count? That's one part. The other thing, too, that triggered this topic for me, not only because I'm in private practice and as a therapist, thinking about this as how it works in a counseling session and working with my clients, but I think the other thing that really triggered this for me, if any of you do know or don't know, the Animas River in Colorado has just suffered a probably permanent damage. The river's probably dead and maybe dead forever. the EPA wanted to stop a small leak from an old gold mine that was leaking into a nearby stream and broke the whole thing, the whole plug, and it just flooded the river gallons, millions of gallons of arsenic and lead are pouring into this pristine waterway, and it's heartbreaking. And so, talking about morals and ethics, what is the ethical, moral responsibility for us to take care of this if we can? Anyway, it's time for a commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I am a licensed professional counselor. And I'm talking about morals and values and ethics. Where do we get these things, these morals and these values and these ethics? Morals and values tend to be a part of human behavior. It's an aspect of a person. Morals and values they do relate to each other. And morals are often, I could say the morals oftentimes stem from our values. There are things that oftentimes we are taught. Things are either good or bad, and we value those things that are good versus those things that are bad. We struggle all the time in this country with good and evil. Our movies, our literature is filled with the battle between good and evil. We may practice religions that are balances between good and evil, encouraging us towards good. Our political system or our business societies are oftentimes based in good or evil. Things such as service, excellence, quality, safety. These are things that are really important. And in the counseling setting, a lot of times through the process of self-awareness, helping people recognize their values and their morals and even their ethics can be part of the therapeutic process. Sometimes we think that these things are intuitive, that we're born with them. Well, the reality is that we do have to learn them. One of the things that I think is really important is our emotional world. Our emotional world. we have four basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. So, and I know some of you have heard this before from me, these feelings are, they have different intensities or volumes. So I might feel a little, I'm not great. Or I may be in a deep state of grief. Or I may just be fine. Like nothing's bothering me. Or I may be ecstatically happy. I might feel just a little lonely, maybe a little bored, or I may be terrified. Maybe a little frustrated, or I want to kill somebody, I'm so angry, enraged. So our feelings do play a role. So you're wondering, how in the world can our feelings play a role in values and in morals and in ethics? Well, I don't know many people whose preference it is to be angry, be sad, be afraid. Most of us really want to sort of hover in the glad and the happy area of our emotional well-being. So I like to think of the other emotions, for the most part, as road signs. So if I am feeling angry, violated, scared, sad, used, they are generally telling me something. If I'm feeling disrespected, I'm feeling unheard. Okay, believe it or not, those do fall in those four categories. They tell me something. It tells me, what is it that I value? I think being heard is a good thing. That's something that's moral. I believe being understood. I don't feel understood. That's a bad thing for me. I'm making a judgment on it. It's uncomfortable. So those uncomfortable feelings can actually help us learn a little bit about what we value and about our morals, which then can be put into our ethics. So trustworthiness. I value being trustworthy. That means if I were to cheat one of my clients, which I never have financially, I would feel really uncomfortable. So uncomfortable that I believe, ethically speaking, it would not be something that I would do. It would be detrimental to my practice rather than making my practice grow, making it more positive, which is ultimately my goal. Because my goal as a small business owner is to provide prompt service, excellence, quality, safety through the way I interact with my clients, confidentiality. And these things also translate into the ethics that I must practice. They coincide and they all link together. So maybe there's a doctor out there who doesn't have as many ethics or morals and is more than happy to just keep prescribing medication, and their clients become addicted and they're okay with it because they're making money. There are doctors, unfortunately, out there that are like that, or there are therapists that are like that. Well, you know, it gives the practice of therapy possibly a bad name. You know, here we have issues in our country. We've got riots again in Ferguson. There's all of this concern about the bad police. Well, there probably are a few. What happens? Does that cast a long shadow over the value, the morals, and the ethics of good police work? It might. However, I think it's important to look at, generally speaking, the majority of police in the United States have strong morals, strong values, and strong ethics in terms of keeping us, the population, safe. That's something that I think is needed to be a good police officer. It's needed to be, and see, it does put that judgment, to be a good politician, to have a good sense of integrity. All of these things are important, and we have to put them into practice. So that means I can't just talk about it. I need to do it. So things that I value: courage, respect, patriotism, honesty, honor, compassion. These things are not mandatory in our society, and it can depend on an individual's choice rather to have these values or not. One of the things is there's that sense of consequence. It kind of goes along with cognitive behavioral therapy. It's amazing how all of these things actually link up. So cognitive behavioral therapy says I have a belief system. There's an activating event. I have a belief system that gets triggered, and I have a behavioral or emotional response. So someone stole from me. I have a belief system. I value honesty. My consequence is anger and disappointment. I may even call the police to report I was robbed. Or I might not value honesty because maybe I myself am a cheat. I can't value honesty among thieves because we're all thieves. So why would I value it? I actually might value someone who's really good at manipulating. I might think that's a good value, manipulating and cheating and being able to shortchange, and that may be something that I value. Me personally, no, I don't. There may be people that do. You may know someone that does. That I would much rather make my living through cheating and stealing and manipulating than actually going out and getting a job. I may actually make some really good money panhandling out there. And I don't have to pay taxes either. Isn't that neat? So there can be some benefits, I will say, to someone who has different values. Can't say that I personally don't necessarily agree with those values. And I find a lot of time that people that struggle with those types of values and morals may end up in counseling because they're anxious and they're depressed. And that means their feelings, their emotional life, is giving them some clues and some cues. It's pricking their conscience. So I have to come back after a short news break. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Armed militias are patrolling the streets of Ferguson as protests continue, and some residents are uneasy about it, like Alan Liggins.
Now people are going to be on the look like, okay, they allowed to have their guns. Now they gonna feel like they're back against the wall. They might bring their guns and they might fire this time. You know what I'm saying?
Activists are pushing for an independent probe of a prosecutor's handling of the shooting death of Michael Brown. They are appealing a judge's ruling last month that tossed out their lawsuit. An ISIS affiliate in Egypt appears to have killed a Croatian man.
The Islamic State group typically releases videos of the beheadings and killings that it carries out. In this case, it was just a single still image of the Croatian hostage dead with a flag, a black flag used by the extremists in the background, and a knife in the sand by his body.
That was AP correspondent John Gambrill. The killing occurred as Egypt tries to boost its economy, and now companies that have workers in the country are concerned. This is USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Now they just go to christianpress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with christianpress.com. christianpress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced, so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with christianpress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me yours.
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found christianpress.com. Spread your good news. Visit christianpress.com today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altam, your role, your host for today's program. And I am talking about morals and values and ethics. And one of the things that happened, and I already mentioned it a little earlier when we went to the news break, the first thing that was talked about was the riots in Ferguson. And what we are showing is a clash of values, a clash maybe even of morals, clash of ethics. And it can create social discord, as we are seeing. These things, like I said, are emotionally related to deciding if things are right or wrong. And each one of us as an individual needs to make a personal search as to what our moral character is, what we value, and our own standard of ethics, how we run our lives. So it can make a huge difference in the way we, as individuals, interrelate with other people. So one of the things that I've talked about in the past is also boundaries. Boundaries and limits. My boundaries are connected to my ethics, my values, and my morals. So the limits of what I am willing to do personally and in my practice, in my business, the way I my business, the way I do my business, the quality of my business. And I work really hard at doing my best to follow the laws, the ethics, to be moral, and to have a good set of standards. When I violate my own morals, I am actually pushing the limit, breaking the limit. I might even be crossing someone's boundary. So one of the things in therapy that's really, really important, probably one of the most important things that I was taught, is not to have sex with your client. So there is a law. It's in the ethics. Even to have a personal relationship is a little questionable. Dating someone, they suggest giving yourself 2 to 5 years before you date someone that you might be attracted to as a therapist, or they might be attracted to you, to give that break of time. They've just changed the ethics to allow for bartering, because there's a recognition that many, many counties, actually 54% of counties in the United States, do not have counseling available. That's to me, I mean, here's a value. To me, that's horrendous that there's so many people out there that are struggling with addiction or grief or depression or anxiety in our country, and they don't have access at all. Which is why we're talking about, I'm kind of going on a tangent, which is why we talk about social and electronic counseling. How do we do counseling on the phone? How do we do counseling through the computer and maintain things such as confidentiality? How do we do that? All of those things are really important. So those are those ethics. So ethics, they can be changed. Like I said, it used to be there was no way that you could barter. That was just forbidden. However, now they've changed the ethics. Now, just because the ethics change, there may be some of us that are counselors that say, you know what, morally speaking, I don't think that that's going to work. It seems like a dual relationship. So to have someone who is a mechanic fix work on my car and I give them therapy, you know, what if they don't do a good job on my car? Like, what if I've bartered with someone and they're going to give me time and then they don't? How do I handle that situation? So you see how it can really overlap into many different areas. And so it's not only my values and my morals, it's the values and morals of the people I work with. So it's making some judgment calls, and it's recognizing some limits and some boundaries. So other people, how are they going to feel? What is the boundary I put up around that? What am I willing to do? It makes a huge difference. So running a small business, my values, my limits, my boundaries, my morals, my ethics, they all play a role in it. And it works with every role we take on. So how about as a parent? What do you value as a parent in yourself? What do you value? Is it more important for you to be a friend to your child? Or is it more important for you to actually act as a parent? Something to ask yourself. Am I parenting from the point of friend? Am I parenting from the point of, I don't know what other term to use, parent? In other words, providing structure, discipline, organization, standards, chores. There's a bit of a hierarchy. I am the parent, you are the child. Work together as a team. Teamwork is really important. It doesn't matter if I'm married, my spouse and I have to work as a team as parents, or divorced, my ex-spouse and I need to work together as a team as parents. So what is it? Do we want to be excellent parents? Provide quality parenting? Provide safe parenting? What about as a spouse? Same thing. Well, maybe we value an open marriage. We think that's a good thing for our marriage. Well, maybe you do value that. It's been, generally speaking, my experience in working with people when they have had open marriages that eventually somebody gets hurt. It's hard to maintain that without somebody's getting hurt somehow. See, then we end up putting some kind of judgment on it, that moral judgment. If an open marriage ends up hurting someone, I don't know. Is it really something that's positive? Do we then find that something that we value or we don't value? Our families in general. Do we value family? And what does that mean? You see, it really kind of goes into just about everything. Home life, personal life, family life. Am I living in a community that values community? That values its citizenry? Or do I live in a community that doesn't? What kind of services are being provided? Are they being provided ethically, morally? Do they have good value to them? Going shopping. Is the company I'm going to purchase whatever it is I'm purchased, do they have good morals, good values? Do they have good policies? Policies and ethics are really kind of the same thing. How about the social group I'm part of? What do we value in that social group? Are we okay with getting drunk and high? And is that a good thing? Is there a benefit to it? To me, as a therapist, the idea of healthy and unhealthy play a huge role. And I have a strong tendency to not use the word good and bad. Those judgment words. Those words that are based in morals. Because I like to lean a little bit more towards how we feel. So is it healthy or is it unhealthy? So the decisions that I might make for myself may have consequences in being unhealthy. I'm not recognizing my limits. I'm allowing you to cross my boundaries. Things are becoming unhealthy. I don't feel positive. I feel negative. I feel down. I feel anxious. I feel depressed. Again, those feelings can be an indication of when I am not living by my values and morals. And sometimes that's exactly what happens in therapy. Someone comes in and we begin to explore some of these issues and begin to discover, well, part of what's going on here is you are in a situation where you are working against your values and your morals and your own personal standard of ethics. And as a consequence, you feel sick by it. It's unhealthy. I worked in a situation once where I was writing a grant, and I was told to lie on the grant, federal grant. Well, my ethics, my values, and my morals were stronger than my desire to remain employed with that company. I told my boss that I don't think I could do it. And I was told, you have to do it or you'll lose your job. So I actually called the president of the board of trustees. And I said, I've been asked to do this thing. Well, other board members got together and talked, and they talked to my boss, they talked to me, there are multiple meetings, and they made the decision that they needed to do what the boss said to do. That was their conclusion. And you know what? I left. For me, I could not alter those kinds of values and morals and lie. So I left. It's important to recognize what those things are for yourself because, you know, ultimately, you have to live with yourself and your decisions. So I need to come back after a short commercial break, and I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show and a licensed professional counselor, and I will be back after these important commercials.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I actually have a little local announcement to make. On August 23rd, it's a Sunday, it is the Flemington Corn and Tomato Festival. It will be rain or shine. It's open to the public from 4 to 6:30, and there are some VIP early entry tickets for people who might want to come from 3 to 4. So come out and join the festival. It will be at Court Street, at the Court Street Park, located behind the historic Flemington Courthouse, Court Street and Park Avenue in Flemington. And for tickets and more information, please visit www.downtownflemington.com. That's www.downtownflemington.com. And this is being sponsored by Downtown Flemington and the Flemington Restaurant Association. So please, again, put it on your calendar. Sunday, August 23rd, the Flemington Corn and Tomato Festival. So I have been talking about ethics and morals and values. And one of the things that I had said when I was introducing this show, actually earlier this morning, kind of putting it out there on Facebook, is you know, are these things important for today's world? Well, morals are generally taught by society, whereas values come from within, as I was talking earlier at the break, before the break. Morals can act as a motivation for leading a good life, while values, well, we can sometimes call them intuition. And morals are related sometimes to one's religion or business or political standing, whereas values are personal and fundamental beliefs or principles. And morals are deep-seated, whereas values actually can change over time. And so they become personal, emotional, social, political, and religious, spiritual references, motivations. And so, yes, I believe, again, this is a value that I have, I believe, and I value morals and ethics that have positive, healthy consequences. So, living life in a way that is healthy is something that I value. Eating healthy, exercise, healthy friends, healthy acquaintances. What gives me the clue or the cue that I'm making those healthy choices? Again, I'm going to go back to my emotions. I feel better. I feel healthier. My self-esteem is positive. My thinking is positive. My anxiety is reduced. I may not even have anxiety, other than just a normal sense of a little anxiety, and you know, I'm doing something for the first time, or I'm going to, you know, giving a speech, or I'm giving a presentation at work, or I'm going on a date with somebody for the first time, meeting a new friend, just some things like that where it creates sort of a normal level of anxiety. And some anxiety is good. Some fear is good. So, again, you know, it provides that map, I will say. So if I'm afraid of walking down a dark alley at 3 o'clock in the morning, well, that anxiety is probably a good thing. So it's important to have those feelings. Again, they become guides for the choices that we make and can indicate what our values are, what our morals are. Chances are, most of you who do work do have some kind of ethical boundaries that you know about. And it's looking at those things that can make it for you to or not to even stay where you are in terms of work. These things really, I'm going to say, as a country, our values and our morals and our ethics and our laws, because we are a country of laws, define who we are as a nation. If we do not have our laws, our ethics, our morals, and our values, we become, as I would like to say, a puddle. just kind of big splat all over the place. No distinction. And so there really are important in today's world. A lot of times they have a basis even in philosophy. And if any of you know anything about our founding fathers, they were well versed in ancient philosophies of Greece and Rome. And philosophy is a really interesting thing. It's really the love of knowledge and making those distinctions between what's positive, healthy, and what doesn't have positive consequences or unhealthy. So they do have a profound effect on who you are as a person, the personal decisions that you make on a daily basis. Our personal philosophy and behavior. Sometimes they do change, but they definitely affect our way of life. Two people may have completely different values, opposing. One person may value self-reliance, while the other one, dependence. Sometimes we make judgments on that, and sometimes we don't. But I think ultimately it comes down to, who am I as a person?